It's time for the birds, the bees and the bugs, thanks to Care HQ.
Morena, Charlotte and Nikki.
Morena.
How are we, team?
We're good.
We're good.
Nice to have you up again.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We've taken the bugs portion of this segment literally this time.
Yeah.
Very good.
We're ready to go.
We're talking all things itchy, which, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but as soon as someone starts talking about nits or anything itchy, I just start sort of like freaking out and scratching.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
But there's a lot to get to, both related and less related to sexual health. I guess... Yeah, I mean, speaking of nits, pubic lice or crabs is what a lot of people know it as. Should we start here?
Yeah, let's start with crabs. So we were just saying we haven't actually seen crabs for quite a while. We just wonder if it's because people, you know, remove a lot of pubic hair. So maybe there's just no where for them to live.
Like with the sort of trends around grooming, like coming and going. Yeah.
Yeah. All the poor bushes.
No bush, no lice.
That's the one pro.
There's a positive, So pubic lice or crabs, they are ectoparasite infections, which...
What a name.
What does that mean?
I
think it's just a fancy name for, for crabs.
Right. Yeah. They actually feed on human blood. And...
So we actually should have saved this episode for Halloween.
It is a bit freaky.
So we should have done.
Yeah, quite freaky. They cause itchy pubic hair, and one thing that people often notice is there's a little bit of debris in their underwear. And we started with these because they are usually passed on. Not always, but usually passed on during sexual contact. And they can live in any coarse body hair. So pubic hair, obviously, but also eyebrows, eyelashes, beards, and chest hair.
Right. Oh, that would be the worst, getting crabs in your eyebrows.
Imagine.
Or your eyelashes.
Oh, my God.
And your eyelashes. Surely you'd be able to see.
You can see them.
Visible.
Okay. That's worst case scenario crabs.
I mean, they're tiny, but they are visible to the naked eye. So they're like up to 1.8 millimetres, which
that's enough.
It's enough to see in an eyelash, I feel.
Yeah. I guess similar to head lice, like visible, because you can see nits in here usually. Yes. So probably the same,
Yes. And they can't survive for more than 24 hours. Off the host.
Okay.
Yeah, so if there's nothing for them to live on, they will die.
If they haven't got blood, basically.
Right. Yeah.
What's the treatment if you do have pubic lice?
So there's a cream that can be prescribed, and after 7 to 10 days, we can repeat it if the lice is still there. But usually I would say that that knocks it out.
I wonder
if people on discovering this might just go, right, we'll just fully get rid of all the hair, because... Remove that.
It's like when you're a kid and you get nits and your mum's like, well, we'll just have to shave your head. But I've got a funny image in my head of someone with a nit comb, combing their bush to try and get all the nits, the pubic lice out.
Condition and comb.
Care for your bush, everyone.
God, that's such a good point. At primary school, like, one kid would turn out with really short hair and everyone would just know.
At least your bush is less visible if you do.
One talks about the shame of getting nits as an adult, but it happens.
It does.
Especially if you're spending lots of time around kids. So if you're an adult with nits, I feel for you.
And as a healthcare worker, I understand, because that's what we, this is part of the job.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, so embarrassing. Okay. Bed bugs is next.
And speaking of which, as a healthcare worker again, I had I bought some lovely bed bugs home once, so that was great from clinic.
Oh, no.
I know. They're quite, because people sort of ask, how do you distinguish between bed? Oh gosh, that's too many bees.
the bees and the bed bugs.
Yeah. Bed bug bites versus mosquitoes versus something else versus another insect. Yeah. But what they tend to do is bite in a line. You can tell because they'll often go around the hips and...
Around the trunk, around tummy.
And you can sort of sit... It's almost... I sort of imagine it like one little bug plodding along, having a little
taking
bite.
A little munch.
Each way it goes.
Awesome.
I know. but bed bugs are a bit tricky. They... So they... Unlike... pubic lice, they can live for longer away from a food source. So they like to live in beds. So the seams of mattresses is where they commonly are found. And they are visible to the naked eye, so you can see them, which is helpful. And if they've, say, if they've got a full tummy, they're about the size of an apple seed.
So quite big.
So you can see them. And part of the reason why we brought this in our next topic of scabies up is we were thinking about people living in university accommodation or maybe flat shares, going travelling hostels, because all of these things are spread through shared bed sheets. They're so easily picked up. And Nikki actually made a good point when we were sitting outside about hotels having the raised platforms.
Oh, yeah, you know those little, if you go to a hotel, maybe maybe more abroad, I think, like a little pull-out shelf to put your luggage on. And I think it's because if you put your luggage on the floor and there's bed bugs, you know,
in the carpet.
Or if you actually put them, if you elevate them, they're probably not quite as agile.
So it's just another one of those red flags of if you go to a guy's house and he hasn't got a bed base and the mattress is on the floor. There's also a risk of bed bugs, so run.
Yeah. God, and they can live in furniture.
Yes.
So electric headboards.
Sockets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
They can live behind wallpaper, like in the walls. This all sounds very Halloween again.
Bugs in your walls.
I'd like to see some pubic lice and bed bug costumes for Halloween.
I think that's what we need.
After this segment.
But they're very itchy. And they can be a bit tricky to get rid of. I mean, if you've just got, say, a small one or two, maybe under 10, I'm guessing you can probably deal with it at home alone, and that you can vacuum your bed. One really good tip is if we are, when we're cleaning to get rid of these kind of bugs, putting a plastic bag around your vacuum bag so that nothing escapes.
Okay.
You want to cut everything off. You want to cut it off from finding a way out. But yeah, so you can see them on the mattress. So it's probably worthwhile, especially like hostels and things when we're abroad, just quick check of the mattress, underneath the sheets.
And, you know, worst case scenario, pest control can
Oh, absolutely. They will get, they'll fumigate everything.
Call a professional.
Yes, always.
Honestly. So if you do get bed bugs and you're like dealing with it, but you're all bitten up, what do you suggest for that, like the itchiness?
There's lots of over-the-counter creams that you can get that would soothe the itches.
Antihistamines for hay fever that could probably help, but there's no real treatment
apart from getting
specifically
rid of them.
Just maybe get a professional in, get them to spray your bed, I think, or spray your room. I don't even think things like flea bombs would work.
I definitely would. No,
you know, you kind of think they might be a good idea, but I suspect they might not work.
Right.
And also using, if you've got, in your bedroom, you could put a mattress protector on. You can get the ones that encase your mattress.
Yes.
So that might be a good idea.
Brizzy Briscoes will have those.
Yeah.
On
sale.
Got our Briscoes. Very good. Shall we cover scabies now? There's so many different bugs in
there.
Honestly.
Is.
Yes.
So, I have a personal...
You've had a personal run with scabies.
Yeah, it's not been a great few months in our house. So one of my children, who shall remain nameless, got scabies, and it's taken months to get rid of this. So I think, I've spent a lot of time in the laundrette. Washing, car loads of bedding, but I think there's an issue with reinfection. That's the problem. I think everybody in your kind of friend group has to get treated, otherwise you get it back. So scabies is a really itchy skin rash, and it's caused by a reaction to a tiny mite that gets under your skin and burrows along, laying eggs as they go. I mean, if you think about this too much, it makes you feel quite sick.
It does.
Really. And you get this allergic reaction to the eggs and also the feces of the scabies mite. Lovely. And their saliva. So scabies mites are kind of closely related to spiders and ticks. So if you've got arachnophobia, that's not great as well.
No.
And it's spread through skin-to-skin contact with a person who has scabies, but also through shared bedding or clothing. Mm. So it becomes, you know, it's really contagious. Mm. And it's one of those things that you need to get medication from a doctor because it's not going to go away on its own.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
And because of the household contact potential for transmission, even people who live with you who don't have itchy skin, they all need to get treated as well. Mm-hmm. And you've got to time it right, because if you don't time it right, then there's a potential risk of getting it back from your housemates or your family members. So yeah, it's fierce.
Oh my gosh, what a headache.
Yeah. It can survive as well on bedding and clothing for up to 4 days. So you end up getting all the bedding and then anything that anybody's worn or touched in the last 4 days, and then having to take it for a hot wash.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Has to be a hot wash.
It does. Yeah, it has to be a hot wash. And again, you can, if there's things that you can't wash, you can put them in a plastic bag so it kind of suffocates everything.
Someone's just
you
said,
guys are looking visibly uncomfortable.
Said, that in the text line, not a good time to be having morning tea.
Oh, I do apologise. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So scabies. Say you get scabies.
Yeah.
You've got to tell kind of everyone you've been in contact with.
Pretty much. Because it's yeah. So even contagious. If they've got no symptoms, they can. It can take quite a while to get symptoms. Oh. So you really want to be treating absolutely everybody you've had close contact with. Doesn't matter whether you know, family members, sexual contacts, just pretty much everybody.
Okie dokie. Yeah. So get ready. If you start experiencing the symptoms of scabies, it's time to fess up.
I think so. Yeah. There's no shame in it.
Oh, gosh,
it's
no.
Just
no.
One of those no. things, you know, it just can be quite a tenacious thing to eradicate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and once you've had, so the treatment is the same as the pubic lice.
Mm. Good old permethrin.
Yeah,
yeah.
And also, if that failed, because sometimes, yeah, you can have resistance to that occasionally. Mm. I think it's definitely worth giving that a go first. But then there's a tablet that you can take as well.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it's not the end of the world, but. Yeah, it's not fun.
These little bugs can be persistent things.
Yeah.
And we're all, you know, this is, yeah, we're all moving around, holidays, hostels, hotels, etc. We all sleep in a bed usually, so this is all it's easily picked up.
Anybody.
If anyone needs a reminder to wash their sheets this week, I think this is a good one. In a hot wash.
Hot wash.
Hot. And then maybe in a dryer. Afterwards as well. A hot dryer for 30 minutes.
There's nothing, and also there's just nothing like that feeling of getting into a bed with clean sheets. Oh,
beautiful.
Right?
Bliss.
Stunning.
Bliss.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I had a friend who used to say that she would coordinate her sheet washing with when she shaved her legs, and then she would just get into her bed and slip slide around. And she was like, I've never been happier. Never been happier.
Beautiful.
I love that.
It's better living every month.
Yes.
It's peak living.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Charlotte and Nikki.
Thanks for having us.
We learn so much every time. I feel a little bit itchy after talking about all of this. Don't worry, I don't have scabies, Millie.
Itched. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm just feeling a bit itchy by association with the combo. If anyone is feeling itchy out there, I feel for you, and we see you.
Absolutely.
And you can, if you need a hand, you can get in touch with Care HQ.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yes.
Thank you so much, team.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Bye.
That was The Birds, the Bees and the Bugs, only on 95 BFM.